This is Nicole Nigro, WRPR News. It's a windy Sunday morning here at Saddle River County Park. The sun is shining bright and the crowd is large here at the Out of Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk. Ashley Marolda, a 29-year-old American Foundation for Suicide Prevention volunteer, put together this event just in time. For it was just this past week that 18-year-old Hope Martin, a Bergen County college student, took her own life. Do people seek you out to do things in their community when an event like Hope Martin, who just committed suicide in Hawthorne, happens? Do they seek you out or do you just host these events?
We do both. We host them annually. This is our annual walk. But we have a lot of people that seek us out, too. So it's really a dual relationship.
For childhood friend Stephanie Fitzsimmons, Hope's death was a painful event that pushed her to be more proactive in her community.
How did you know Hope Martin?
I grew up with her. I've known her for most of my life.
When you saw her in church, did she seem like she was having any of the symptoms of suicide that are most common, like withdrawal?
Anytime that I did see her, I recognized signs of feeling a certain way, and I've dealt with it in the past, so I noticed little things, but I didn't know that it was to the degree that it was. Nobody knew.
And by it, do you mean suicidal thoughts or depression?
Both. I've never been one to go out of my way for suicide prevention before because I never knew how to deal with it on my own. This is just one of the ways that I thought that it could bring everyone who was affected together and help us all deal with it in our own way. And so I thought this would be a good way for everyone to connect with someone who knows exactly how it feels. But after this event, I think I'm going to be more involved in the prevention community.
Beyond fundraising, Marolda continues to urge people to do more by staying educated and helping promote awareness.
A lot of friends of Hope saw her the day before and said she was fine. Now, how do you reach out to those types of victims that don't really show signs in the standard way?
I think our biggest way is just to keep promoting awareness and education that just because someone looks fine doesn't mean that shows exactly what they're feeling.
Do you have anything you want to say to people who are suffering with depression and suicidal thoughts?
I mean, I guess the only thing I really can say is that you're not alone. Other people feel the same way. If Hope had tried to reach out, I'm sure she would still be here today, but she was so afraid of being alone and having nobody understand that she thought that was her only answer, and it's not.
This is Nicole Nigro, WRPR News.
But I always thought that I'd see you